We're all aware of the kind of energy question, and everyone's trying to do their bit to be a bit green. And a lot of that includes things like energy efficient light bulbs, for example. But there's a lot of economists who believe in this paradox called the rebound effect, which basically states that if you improve the efficiency of something, instead of encouraging people to use it better, you actually encourage people to use it more. So you might improve the efficiency, but if more people are using it, does that therefore cancel out the benefit?
Indeed. So I make my car 15% more efficient and it costs me 15% less, so I drive 15% further, cost to the planet net neutral.
Yes, exactly. That's the argument that comes from the economists. But there's a group of environmental scientists who are based at Yale who see this argument about this paradox, about this rebound effect. They kind of see it as a distraction to the energy efficiency question, in that they believe that economists are overstating its importance and that what they're doing is basically adding lots of numbers together and getting a net result. Their argument is that often when you have one of these effects, it removes the possibility of another effect. So actually the overall impact is still lower than the number of people driving more, for example. So yes, I might drive more, but I don't drive more enough to completely cancel out the fact that my car is more efficient.
Have they got any evidence to support that, or is this just their contention?
It's a bit of both, I think, to be completely frank. There's a lot of evidence to suggest that it's actually that these effects have been overstated. So they've done a lot of work into looking at simulations of energy savings and then looking at how economical that allows people to make those decisions economically. And what they've kind of found is that people respond more to price changes rather than efficiency changes. So yes, people are driving more, but still the overall effect seems to be that the energy efficiency it's worth trying.
So is this sort of thing considered at the moment when people are designing the lifetime efficiency of a new product? Do they already count that into their statistics, or is this something that we sort of add on afterwards?
I think basically what seems to happen is that it is considered, but because there's so little agreement on the size of this effect, so economists are saying, you know, it's a 30% increase in driving just because you've improved the fuel efficiency by 5%, and you've got the environmental scientists saying that those numbers are overstated. Actually, the major problem is that it's agreeing on the measurement of it. So if people are kind of going into it with a little bit of colour, shall we say, so a little bit of bias. So some people are considering it and others don't seem to be.
I mean, surely the answer here is you just got to jack the price up, haven't you? So you make it more efficient, but you've got to have an escalating price, because if you do that, then people will still feel it in the pocket, but the planet doesn't suffer into the process.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the reality is that this rebound effect, you know, is real and it's measurable to some degree. But the only way that you're actually going to benefit in the long term is having that in parallel with a reduction in consumption. And the best way to do that is to tax people out of it, really, which is, sounds a bit serious. But
sounds pretty vicious.
Indeed, yeah, unfortunately it does.
You go along with that, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those occasions where you can look at the future scenarios for different types of energy efficient products. And there's a lot of speculation about that, about what impact it's going to have on the economy, what the take up is going to be, what the ultimate outcome is going to be. It's only really by doing these sorts of analyses that you can actually help to make policy making, basically, in these things. And as with most energy efficient technologies, most new environmental initiatives, there's got to be a bit of stick there that goes along that is supported by this evidence. So taxation, I'm afraid, is likely.
Death and taxes, isn't that what they say?
Inevitable, Chris.
Mark, thank you.